Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. The RKO Pictures logo once conjured up feelings of anticipation amongst moviegoers all around the world. Today, its history is largely relegated to the pages of history books. But as Monocle's Ben Ryland discovers, there are still a few clues left for the eager Los Angeles sidewalk explorer to discover as they stroll along Melrose Avenue.
Standing on the sidewalk outside 5555 Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles isn't exactly the most picturesque place to be. A conspicuous absence of shade makes the scorching Californian sun feel even hotter here. And there's the constant loud hum of traffic, noisily speeding by, reminding us that this, above all, is a car city. But while it might not feel like it, we're actually standing at a place of great historical importance for this town. Because right here, on the corner of Gower and Melrose, was once the jewel in the crown of one of the world's finest film production studios. The home of King Kong, Citizen Kane, Fred Astaire, and Ginger Rogers. And there's one major clue remaining that gives it all away. To find it, you need only look up. At the intersection of the two tall studio walls joining at this corner, sits a large blue globe. It's one of the few remnants left behind by RKO Pictures, the once mighty Hollywood studio that occupied this site for decades. If we were to walk this corner during Hollywood's golden age, these walls would be adorned with rows of movie posters advertising the studio's films in production beneath a set of giant Art Deco letters, RKO. And rising high above the globe would be the familiar radio tower. That flashing beacon was once just as familiar to moviegoers as MGM's roaring lion. Today, the globe remains, but the RKO tower is long gone. Yet, if we wander just a few steps down Melrose Avenue, we'll find ourselves at the gateway to another of Hollywood's famed production houses. As the RKO era faded, the studio's neighbour, Paramount Pictures, purchased their backlot and promptly tore down the dividing wall.
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening.
Passing through Paramount's famous archway is to literally step inside America's cinematic history. It was here that Norma Desmond paid an unexpected visit to Cecil B. DeMille in the classic film Sunset Boulevard. The soundstage where much of that film was shot is appropriately signposted in tribute.
No, but I must apologize for not calling you.
You'd better. I'm very angry.
Well, you see, I'm terribly busy.
That's no excuse. You read the script, of course.
Yes, I did.
Then you could have picked up the telephone yourself instead of leaving it to one of your assistants.
What assistant?
Today, Paramount's backlot remains a thriving, bustling production house. As we stroll the labyrinthine roads of this self-sufficient city, prop couriers wander by, carefully transporting all manner of weird and wonderful objects. Little cars whiz past, moving production staff from one set to the next. And it's not uncommon to bump into screen stars hard at work on their next top-secret project. Old Hollywood is full of faded clues harking back to its golden age.
You're the prettiest girl we've seen.
You'll see me in pictures someday.
People will often tell you that this city only really exists on the screen, but when you're standing on this street corner, the myth of the movies somehow feels within an arm's reach. But while plenty remains of what made Hollywood the home of the American dream, much of it is little more than a faded symbol of what it was. When RKO's founders set about building their studios on this corner, the land they purchased came from what was part of the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. The vast green lawns are just a short stroll up Gower Street, or an even quicker leap over the backlot's dividing wall. Wandering the Memorial Park is a bit like being steeped in everything that made this town what it is. One of the most famous screen legends of all time, the silent star Rudolph Valentino, is entombed here. The founder of Columbia Pictures, Harry Cohn, also rests here, along with Douglas Fairbanks and Paramount co-founder Jesse L. Lasky. Much of what they built has faded, but every now and then you can stumble across a glimmer of what was. You just need to know where to look.
And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Ben Rylan for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.